establishing yourself now in a sitting posture that embodies wakefulness, either in a cross-legged position, on a cushion or on a mat on the floor, or using a meditation bench or a straight back chair, allowing your head and neck to be balanced off your shoulders and your torso to be erect but not stiff, placing your hands on your knees or together on your lap, allowing your shoulders to be open and dropped, letting your sitting bones be in the foundation of your upper body posture, perhaps being aware of the sensation of contact with the cushion or the chair. With a feel and a sense of uprightness in your sitting. Just feeling this posture. Sitting with the qualities of a mountain, solid, stable, grounded. And when you're ready, becoming aware of your breath, riding on the waves of the breath sensations with your full attention as best you can, moment by moment, breath by breath. Focusing on the areas in which the breath sensation is accessible to you and more vivid, and just feeling the breath coming into your body and leaving the body. Perhaps bringing your attention to the belly as it expands in the in-breath and deflates with the out-breath, or the passage of air in and out of the nostrils, or anywhere else in your body in which the breath is more vivid to you. Just being on the breath, just feeling the breath. Switching to the feeling, watching with the mind's eyes, attitude. Just feeling your breath. Nothing else. Trying the best, as best you can, to be in touch with the full duration of every breath. Perhaps starting with the in-breath and paying attention to it, and then switching to the attention to the out-breath, and then to the whole cycle. Perhaps it is best if you can stay with the breath at a particular location that is more vivid to you for this practice period. That could be the belly or the nostrils or the shoulders or the chest, rather than jump around between different areas. And sticking with one area in which the breath is more vivid to you, cultivating in this way a greater intimacy and familiarity with the breath. and a greater attention and stability of the attention. Cultivating single tasking, one thing, just paying attention to the breath, just feeling the breath and nothing else. Just letting each breath come and go at its own accord, feeling it. Pulsing with the sensation of the breath moving in and out, moment by moment by moment. You may rapidly and soon discover that it's not easy to keep your attention on the breath. It won't take long to realize that your mind will take you places and invariably take off into the past or the future, or planning or worrying or liking or disliking, or into daydreaming or impatience or boredom or even sleepiness. This mind, this wandering of the mind is totally normal and it's not a problem. When you notice that your mind wanders and is no longer on your breath, then noticing, acknowledging what is in your mind is the first task. And without pushing it away, but just recognizing that event of the mind and letting it be is likely the most important thing. Recognizing that it's there, and with all your kindness, escort your attention back to the belly or the nostrils or the area that you decided to feel your breath. And once again, once you bring your attention back to the breath, reestablishing this breathing of yours as the center stage in your awareness. And if your mind wanders 100 times away from the breath, then 100 times with all the kindness you can, bring your attention back to the breath. Just breathing, just feeling the breath, nothing else. Single tasking, one thing. Just feeling the breath. And if your mind wanders, simply recognize what is arising. And bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. Again and again and again. Each time, as if it were for the first time. Each moment. At this point, you can change your position if you wish to do so. Perhaps sitting in a different way, or using a different cushion, or a different chair. And when you're ready, bring your attention back to the breathing again. Just feeling the breath. And every time your mind wanders, realizing that it's in the nature of the mind to wander. They are not failing at meditation in any way. You're actually discovering something exceedingly important about the nature of the mind itself. And that is that it waves, just as the ocean waves. So it's never a matter of putting a stop to it, trying to shut it off. Your thinking, or make your mind go blank, as many times we heard, but rather familiarizing yourself with the nature of those waves of your own mind and cultivating a deeper intimacy. Through gentle observation, grounded in just watching, being a silent watcher, cultivating and promoting awareness, seeing what is going on in front of us, awareness that's bigger than thinking, and wiser than thinking, and kinder than thinking. By just paying attention to the breath, we just cultivate, in other words, water the seeds of presence, of focus, of attention, and of kindness toward yourself. Discovering a new space, a space of suspending judgments of any kind, of just feeling, of just being. Cultivating awareness that grows more and more out of bringing your mind back to the breath. Gently but firmly, over and over again, allowing each in-breath to be a new beginning and letting each out-breath be in a complete letting go, complete surrendering to what is. Non-forcing, not pushing away, not grabbing anything, just being what is. Just breathing, nothing else. Perhaps from time to time scanning on your sitting posture, making sure that it still embodies this presence, uprightness, mountain-like. Fully awake. Resting in presence, in awareness, not forcing anything, with a willingness of being fully in touch with your breath, moment by moment, as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body and coming back over and over to the breath. When we lose touch, with it as we sit here. And in the last moments of this sitting, becoming aware of your breath and also becoming aware of silence, the lack of words, exposing yourself to the nothingness, or if you will, the completeness of the silence. Exploring in the silence, being in comfort, or being most restful, whatever it may be your case, just feeling the silence, the nothingness, the emptiness, as you feel your breath in and out.